Spirit of Christmas 84. Christmas of 84 was soon to arrive. Maggie hoped that we wouldn't survive. She thought we'd give in with the lure of more money and food, but she hadn't reckoned on the miners' mood. We knew we had no fears because we had a notion. The wheels of the trade union movement were set in motion. Labour Party activists from all over the land worked together to give us a helping hand. Lorries came loaded with turkeys and all kinds of treats, jars of gherkins, frogs' legs and tinned meats. Not forgetting all the Christmas puds, they even sent along the spuds. Sorting this food mounting was a lot to ask, but the Women Against Pit Closures were up to the task. They made sure every family had their hamper of Christmas fare, including a turkey each for all to share. Christmas parties were held and Santa appeared. It wasn't such a bad Christmas as some had feared. Presents for the children were equally shared. It was wonderful to know so many people cared. The not striking miners can always walk tall. With the help they received, they gave their all. We took pride in our stance and our conscience is clear. So we wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Julia and Bob Collier.